We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, continuing our education theme here today. We're talking Jolene Roop. She's the Director of Advancement at Manhattan Christian College. And lots going on at the college right now and continuing here this fall. We're going to go kind of take a look at some events coming up in October, November. The next up on our schedule would be the Opportunities Fair, and that's on Tuesday, October 15th.
It is. This is a chance for organizations that are looking for students either for summer employment and or beyond to come and actually recruit. So this is a really good opportunity to come and build your team. Our students do make great interns, employees, and graduate students. We'll even have a few seminaries there as well. But all of the students will be encouraged to come through this career fair. This is definitely a type of a career fair for us that as they make their plans for the summer and beyond, that they have opportunities available to them.
Well, that's a great opportunity here, and I guess hence the name Opportunities Fair. What do potential employers need to know here? What do they need to do to get ready for this?
Right. Well, you can register online on our website. We ask for a $25 booth registration, and that includes lunch for two representatives that you would have at your booth. But it's mainly so that there's a commitment that you're really going to come if we're preparing for you to come. But all of the students at MCC, as well as will spread the word beyond, that anyone who is looking for a ministry opportunity, either this summer or, like I said, beyond that, as an employee, that they can come and basically talk to all of these organizations and find out how they can match up. We encourage everybody to bring their resume and to be ready to get a job.
Well, hopefully there's some people get hired right on the spot.
That's right. Whether it's short term or long term, we hope everybody leaves with a job.
Yeah, you never know. So yeah, make sure your resume is ready Tuesday, October 15th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And where will that be located again?
That'll be in the Activity Center as well, in Howie's Activity Center.
Okay. Moving on here, there's the Timothy Days are going to be happening. The first one's November 8th and 9th.
Right. Timothy Days is really for high school seniors who are trying to evaluate what they want to do with the rest of their lives. This is really a leadership and scholarship weekend that allows students and their families and their parents to come and, again, be on campus for a while and get a feel for what it is actually like to be on campus. There, of course, are special events planned with a banquet, worship services. There are seminars for both parents as well as students, separate seminars so that they can go to and so that they can actually just see, experience a little bit about what life is like at MCC and then just how God is calling them to make a difference in the world and how Manhattan Christian College might can help them become the very best they can be and what God is actually asking them to be.
There's lots of scholarships available. It looks like over $50,000 available.
Correct. Well, what happens is with each weekend, we have two of these weekends, one in November and one in February. One male, one female will win a scholarship that basically allows them a scholarship that builds over the time that they're there at the college. So it pays 25% their first year, 50% their next year, 75% their third year, and then it is completely 100% paid when they're a senior. So what this means is that there will be a time of, I told you about the seminars and the worship services and things like that, but there is also a time of interviews in which the seniors have an opportunity to present themselves and just what they want to do. And then, like I said, a winner, one big winner, is picked for both of those weekends. But everyone who attends also receives a scholarship.
Okay.
Anyone who comes to a Timothy Days. Now, in order to come, we encourage you to be nominated. by your youth minister or a teacher, a coach, some sort of other mentor. But that's, again, a very easy thing to do. On the website, you can even send the link to the person that you're wanting to recommend you or nominate you for a leadership role. In other words, somebody who can speak about what you're currently doing as a high school person, what you're doing right now to make a difference in your school and your community.
Would a nomination entail maybe like a one-page letter or something like that?
It's not even quite that much. Okay. It's just answering a few questions. I mean, you can write a whole page if you'd like, but you don't have to write that much.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Perfect. And so once you're nominated, then you just apply to MCC and then choose which weekend is best for you.
All right. And the one in the fall is November 8th and 9th. And then in February again, February 7th and 8th. So again, mccks.edu/Timothy Days. That's the link for more information.
Right, right.
All right. And this is exciting. Manhattan Christian College alumni and friends are planning a Holy Land trip next spring.
That's right. We normally, we haven't done a trip in a long, long time. But our president, Kevin Ingram, and his wife, Lisa, are basically going to host and be a part of this particular trip. And space is very limited. There's really only a few spaces available. So if you're at all thinking about going to the Holy Lands and you'd like to come with Manhattan Christian College, then we do need to hear from you fairly soon so that you can get on that list. It's limited to 48 people. And it'll be May the 22nd through the 31st of next year. And again, it's going to be, I mean, I myself have not been to the Holy Lands, but they say that truly it is a trip of a lifetime and that it will change your perspective.
Yeah, I would imagine that is definitely a bucket list, is to travel abroad here for me. And that'd be one of the places over in Israel and just that whole area. What a historic part of the world to go see.
Right, right. And one of our alumni who is involved in ministry as well as doing these tours, he's the one who's setting it up for us. And so we're very excited.
Okay. And so you need to reserve that space pretty quickly here as the trip leaves in May. Is there a hard deadline on that? Or?
Well, we can only take 48 people. We can only take 48 people, and I think we are sitting right about 44 at the moment.
Okay.
So if you are at all interested in going, then you need to let us know so that we can get you the information. And then, of course, you would begin to receive communications about the trip.
All right. And this is open to anybody,
isn't it? It is. It's open to anyone.
Okay. Good to know. Holy Land trip, May 22nd through the 31st of 2020. And get your spot now if you want to go. I want to talk to you here. We've got a few minutes left. We recently in the news, there was discussion about a project at Anderson Village that was potentially going to happen, and we find out later it was not going to happen. But that was right on your doorstep there, Manhattan Christian College, and I know that maybe wasn't something you guys were in support of.
Well, it is true that Anderson Village has been a part of the history of Manhattan Christian College for a long time. In fact, the college actually owned that parcel of land until 1985, at which time it was sold to a developer to help eliminate some college debt at that time. And the original intent of the owner was to give Anderson Village back to the college after 15 years. Well, 6 years into that, into his ownership of the property, his company had financial issues and he needed to sell it. And Mr. Sack, who was the original owner, was unable to fulfill his desire to give it back to MCC. And at that time, the land was sold to the current owner, Calvin Emig. And we have been neighbors of Anderson Village for the whole time that it's been there. And we appreciate Calvin and his ownership of that property. And we look forward to maybe an opportunity in the future that we can talk about buying that back.
Okay. That's interesting because, I mean, I would imagine if anyone would have interest, it would be Manhattan Christian College. It's just right there.
Right, right. Well, truly, our campus is on two city square blocks right there on Anderson Avenue, and we consider Anderson Village to be very important to us and to our mission of educating, equipping, and enriching Christian leaders. And any effort that is made to in the future for that property will be to it will be to basically help us further and enhance that vision of the college.
All right. Well, and that's good news here for you guys. Obviously, expansion is something that we don't talk about a whole lot here, but I know that there is plans for the dorm on the, I think it's on the, would that be on the east side of the campus?
Yes.
So,
yes.
They're continuing to fundraise for that as well, as
right.
I understand.
That's
so,
right.
All right. Well, Jolene, appreciate you being on the program here, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you again sometime down the road.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Jolene Roop, she's the Director of Advancement at Manhattan Christian College. And our thanks to her. Thanks to USD 383, Eric Reed, and Katrina Lewison for being here earlier. Tomorrow we'll talk Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and we'll also have Tony Ballard and Jill Mason on the program previewing the Little Apple Classic Car and Barbecue Cook-Off this weekend at the Midwest Dream Car Collection. Stay tuned. More, we've got the Clark Howard Show coming up next here on News Radio KMAN.